That's right. It is time for the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge from the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, and Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not flashy. They're not fancy. No, but they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com. Get your copy in the mail.
Cherry County is an outdoor enthusiast's dream. From rolling sandhills to the winding Niobrara River, there's always adventure around the bend. The area has so much to offer: hiking, horseback riding, nationally acclaimed canoeing, tubing, kayaking, hunting, fishing, camping. There's never a dull moment, and it's all wrapped up in the scenic beauty of Cherry County. So, what are you waiting for? Get out and enjoy all that the Valentine area has to offer. Go to visitvalentine.org for more information.
And there you have it. Mike, I've got a cute little story for you.
Okay.
All right. While on a road trip, an elderly couple stopped at a roadside restaurant for lunch. After finishing their meal, they left the restaurant and resumed their trip. When leaving, the elderly woman unknowingly left her glasses on the table, and she didn't miss them until after they had been driving for about 20 minutes. By then, to add to the aggravation, they had to travel quite a distance before they could find a place to turn around in order to return to the restaurant to retrieve her glasses. All the way back, the elderly husband became the classic grouchy old man. He fussed, and he complained, and he scolded his wife relentlessly during the entire return drive. The more he chided her, the more agitated he became. He just wouldn't let up for a minute. Finally, to her relief, they arrived at the restaurant, and as the woman got out of the car and hurried inside to retrieve her glasses, the old geezer yelled to her, "While you're in there, you might as well get my hat and the credit card."
Ooh, the credit card, too.
So, busted.
A while back, I think I promised you to read something about a dragonfly. And so, yeah. I thought I would share that today here on The Good Stuff. Once in a little pond in the muddy water under the lily pads, there lived a little water beetle in a community of water beetles. They lived a simple and comfortable life in the pond with few disturbances and interruptions. Once in a while, sadness would come into the community when one of their fellow beetles would climb the stem of a lily pad and would never be seen again. They knew when this happened, their friend was dead and gone forever. Then one day, one little water beetle felt an irresistible urge to climb up the stem. However, he was determined that he would not leave forever. He would come back and tell his friends what he had found at the top. When he reached the top and climbed out of the water onto the surface of the lily pad, he was so tired and the sun felt so warm that he decided he must take a nap. As he slept, his body changed, and when he woke up, he had turned into a beautiful blue-tailed dragonfly with broad wings and a slender body designed for flying. So, fly he did. And as he soared, he saw the beauty of a whole new world and a far superior way of life to what he had ever known existed. Then he remembered his beetle friends and how they were thinking by now that he was dead. He wanted to go back and tell them and explain to them that he was now more alive than he had ever been before. His life had been fulfilled rather than ended. But his new body would not go down into the water. He could not go back and tell his friends the good news. Then he understood that their time would come, when they too would know what he now knew. So he raised his wings and flew off into his joyous new life. Author unknown, but that's just simply called the dragonfly.
Perfect change there. 453.6 gram crackers. You know what that equals?
400 and what?
453.6 gram crackers.
A pound.
A pound cake.
A pound cake, okay.
I've got more of those measurements I've been sharing. A million microphones?
A million microphones. Ooh, that's a lot of microphones.
Yep.
More than I have. I don't know.
I thought you might guess that.
What?
One megaphone.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess I should have been thinking.
Okay, let's wrap with one more. 2 million bicycles?
Mega bike.
Kind of.
Oh.
2 mega... Cycles.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 2 mega cycles.
2 mega cycles. I know somebody listening got that.
As always, we invite you to send things to us here at The Good Stuff. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. If you know the author, please include the author of that. Or if it's an original work, we'd like to give you credit as well. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com for The Good Stuff.